Information about crude oil shipments by rail has made its way to a state office at Camp Dodge.
Iowa Homeland Security Emergency Management, this is Sue.
The new guidelines say any rail line hauling a million gallons of Bakken crude through Iowa has to inform the agency about where it's going and how much. Director Mark Scouten says two rail lines, Burlington Northern and Canadian Pacific, have reported the information, and they've asked that it stay confidential.
They have given notice of their shipments. We are prepared to release that information, but not quite yet.
Scouten says state law allows officials to withhold such information when security is at stake. Officials have concluded that's not the case here, so the state has given the rail lines 10 days to intervene in court. If they don't, the information will go out to the media and anyone else who requests it. Scouten says local emergency management officials will get the information regardless, and they may not be too surprised.
I believe the emergency management coordinators in those counties knew much of the same information. I mean, we've had Bakken Oil around for quite some time.
But at least one local official says maybe not. Along the railroad tracks in Ottumwa, Wapello County Emergency Management Coordinator Josh Stevens says a commodity survey reveals that some tank cars coming through town do carry crude oil.
It's listed as a commodity that's transported by two of our railways here in Wapello County, Burlington Northern Santa Fe and the Canadian Pacific.
But Stevens doesn't know whether that includes Bakken crude. He says if they knew how much of the more volatile substance was coming through town, they might make planning for potential crude oil derailments a bigger priority.
We typically choose the ones that we see the most occurrence of.
Meaning they've done specific training for anhydrous ammonia because they know how much of that dangerous chemical is traveling through the county by rail. In written statements, officials with the two rail lines argue that revealing the information would threaten security and jeopardize trade secrets. They're in conflict with other states, too. Andrew Huff, who's chief legal counsel for the governor of Montana, says they also declined to sign a confidentiality agreement.
We did not agree to sign that because we have something called the right to know in Montana, which is a constitutional right under our state constitution.
Like Iowa, Montana gave the rail lines a deadline to go to court to stop the release of the information. That deadline came and went, and Montana posted the routes and volume of Bakken crude shipments on its website last night. Back in Iowa, Director Scouten says so far one environmental organization, the Sierra Club, has asked for the information about Bakken crude. Meanwhile, the disastrous accidents elsewhere have not been lost on him. There have been several derailments involving Bakken crude. The worst killed 47 people in Canada.
Yeah, horrible accident. Horrible accident, certainly something we want to avoid at all costs here in the state of Iowa.
Meanwhile, it turns out that Wapello County may have the more volatile crude coming through town, but Scouten says it's not a million gallons per train. That means the new information about where it's going and how much won't be immediately available there. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.